I want to begin with a poll that was commissioned by Radio Canada, my parent company, which showed some very interesting numbers about the attitudes of Canadians towards immigrants. And it shows, for example, that 74% of Canadians say they would be either somewhat or very favorable to a kind of a values test for immigrants, the kind that Kayla Leach is speaking about. 74% of Canadians. What do you make of that?
First of all, I'll begin by saying that we have been very fortunate in Canada to have, by and large, a Canadian public that supports the benefits of immigration, the importance that immigration has to our economic growth and our prosperity as a country. We also have support for the fact that we are a compassionate country that welcomes those who are in need of protection. And our policies are informed by that support. When you look at the way we do immigration and settlement in Canada, we do it in conjunction and together with the private sector, with NGOs. The government does not do it alone. The government also relies on the voluntary integration and settlement efforts of hundreds of thousands of ordinary Canadians who better settle and integrate immigrants and newcomers. And by and large, Canadians value the contribution that immigrants make to our country, to our economy, to our society, and to our cultural life.
So no values test for your government?
We have laws. We have the rule of law in Canada. We have the Charter of Rights and Freedoms. We have multiculturalism that respects differences and believes that those differences make us stronger, not weaker. Our diversity is a great source of strength and gives us actually a competitive advantage around the world, because we are able to have individuals in Canada who immigrate to our country who have different faiths, from different backgrounds, different languages, and yet we integrate them successfully, settle them, integrate them, and make sure that there's a clear path to citizenship. And the vast majority of them do become Canadian citizens and become fully integrated into our country. Canadians also know that waves and waves of immigrants to Canada have resulted in great success and have become, themselves and their children, have become great Canadians who have contributed to their community, who have contributed immensely to our economy, who have also become leaders in Canada. So we value the role that immigration plays in our country. Around the world, there are countries who've made the choice to close their doors and become less open to those who want to have a better life for themselves and their children, and those who are seeking protection. We take the opposite view. We believe that we should be open to ideas, to people, and to immigration. We believe that immigration is a great source of strength for our country.
Speaking of integration, the same poll, for example, finds that nearly 60% of Quebecers and nearly half of Canadians in the rest of Canada say that they find that Muslim immigrants either somewhat poorly or poorly integrated. Okay? You are the first Muslim immigration minister, the first Somali cabinet minister. Yeah. What do you make of these sentiments?
I think that, by and large, in Canada, better is always possible, but we, comparatively speaking, we in Canada settle and integrate immigrants much better than many, many countries in the world. And that is something that we should be really proud of. I just returned from a trip to Europe where I met government officials and NGOs in the United Kingdom, Germany, and Switzerland. And in all those interactions, I got the message from those stakeholders that Canada does integration and settlement really, really well. And in fact, they wanted to learn more about how we have been so successful at something that has been so difficult for many other countries to do. And if you look at the track record of integration and settlement and moving people towards citizenship, which is the ultimate sign of integration, I think Canada has a lot to be proud of.
What is it for you? What does it mean to be a Canadian for you?
For me personally, being a Canadian means being part of a great country that is generous to newcomers, that believes in the rule of law, that believes in human rights, that believes in federalism, and that believes in the rights of minorities, that has a very strong human rights infrastructure and framework, and I'm very proud to be part of that society. I'm an example of successful settlement and integration into Canada.
Thank you very much.